Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Ross Martin from Inside Carolina here. And Ross, North Carolina football has had more injuries than they ever could have imagined going into this season. But one thing with the injury bug is it has allowed players that we might not normally have seen this season step up and really play well for Carolina. Your take on that?
Yeah, it's kind of the silver lining of kind of a horrible issue occurring right now for UNC football in terms of the injuries. You know, you've got multiple offensive linemen out, some defenders out. What that does, it allows younger players to get a lot more reps in practice. So a guy like Jonathan Smith, who was playing behind the starting middle linebacker Andre Smith, now gets more reps, is going to step into a starting role. You've got a player like Miles Wolfork, who wasn't expected to play as much, who certainly emerged as a guy who can get some time at cornerback for UNC. An offensive line, you know, without the starting center, without, you know, really two of their starting tackles, young players have come in and gotten reps early in the season and in preseason camp and been able to step into some roles now. So it's not as tough a transition when the lights are on. And that's what we've seen from UNC coming into the Louisville game at ODU and heading to Duke this weekend. So it's all about getting reps. You know, Fedora preaches that. He talked about that on Monday as well. And with these injuries, which have been bad, you know, over 15 players have either been out, are going to miss time, have missed time, or been injured. UNC's got players that are able to step up. And that's kind of what we're looking at heading into the Duke game.
Injuries certainly happen, but not this much, at least not that I've ever seen before. Carolina and Duke, Saturday, Kenan Stadium, 3:30.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.